let everyone know. We've been asked about this in the past couple of months. People going, well, you know what? I love making one-time donations, but wouldn't it be so much easier if you guys instigated a recurring donation to where every month I could say I want to contribute X amount of dollars, and then every month that money is automatically deducted from my account. I don't have to worry about sending the money directly to you guys, and you guys benefit in the long run. And so finally, I had a few free moments, said, okay, sure, let's do that. So we do now have recurring donations. You could call it a subscription if you wanted, over at majorspoilers.com. There are a couple of ways that you can donate to Major Spoilers. You can make a one-time donation of any amount of money that you want. You know, $2, $100, somebody donated $1,000 a while ago. It's all good times. If you want to go the recurring route, there are three levels that you could do there. You could do $2 a month, every month, $2. That's, you know, less, Matthew, less than the price of a comic book. DC says hold the line at $2.99. Heck, we're 99 cents cheaper. All the free hours of entertainment that Major Spoilers bring you for $2 a month. Or if you'd like, you could do the $5 a month recurring. Or if you are a super fan, the $10 a month recurring. Now, I'm hoping that everybody just does the $2 a month recurring. In fact, I'm going to put the challenge. I want everybody who listens to the Major Spoilers podcast and the Critical Hit podcast to get on that $2 a month recurring donation. If we can get 100%
cents a day,
if we can get 100% contribution or 100% buy-in on that $2 a month recurring, man, oh man, could we do some very cool things. And, you know, I don't know about you, Matthew, but I'm sure you don't want to be working for a call center the rest of your life. And I know Rodrigo doesn't want to be working for PBS.
I definitely do not want to work for a call center for the rest of my life.
I was just going to let you know we're hiring bilingual reps at $7.50 an hour.
I get that. Actually, every once in a while, my other friends work at a call center. They're like, so how much do you like your job at PBS? I'm like, why? Because they're going to pay somebody twice what they pay us to do this in Spanish.
Listen, let's not make that happen, listeners. Head over to majorspoilers.com, click on one of those recurring payments, and help out the cause. That's what all we want.
Yo soy Rodrigo, y así hablo.
We want to quit our day jobs. We want to quit our regular jobs and focus on Major Spoilers full time. And can you imagine what Rodrigo and Matthew and I could crank out on a daily basis if we didn't have to worry about bosses breathing down our neck? TPS reports.
I know, man.
PBS reports.
It would
reports.
Be like a meth lab of awesome, only without the meth.
Welcome back to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast, where we play the game so you don't have to. Our Dungeon Master Rodrigo is here, and he's going to lead us through the rest of our adventure.
When does that come back?
When does what come back?
Come back with a milestone.
Short rest?
Milestone.
Oh. Okay, so give that back to Randus.
Yep. I didn't think he used it.
I did not.
You did not use it?
No, I did not use it.
Yeah, because every time he missed, it was by, like, factors of 10.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, some housekeeping stuff there. So, there you guys are, outside of this big stone temple. The one critter got away, but you got the rest.
Let's step inside for a moment and take a quick break.
All right.
Because I don't think any of us are looking all that terribly good.
I don't know if there's any place in we can go.
Not so bad.
There's a big set of double doors.
Oh, okay. You sure you want to go inside a building that we don't know what's in there to take a rest?
Yeah,
I didn't realize there was doors.
Yeah, let's just hold up. Actually, I want to just kind of like just look these things over, see, make sure. Just wondering if they are just natural.
Yeah.
Fauna. Okay, there's no magical compulsion for them guarding. No. Okay.
Nope.
Just making
sure. I'm gonna spend.
Nope. Just a good nesting ground.
I see.
Healing surges.
I'm going to spend 3 healing surges, which takes me down to 2 healing surges, which brings me back up to full hit points.
Left.
I have 2 surges left.
Yuck.
7.
8.
How do you only have 2
surges? No, excuse me. 7.
7. I'll just take 1.
Oh,
I'll just take 2 for myself.
Crappy con and being a wizard.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yep.
He has six surges to start with.
All right. I'll burn two for myself to regain my healing infusions.
Okay.
Did you even spend any?
Oh, hey, look. Nope. I've got a healing potion right here on my belt.
There's that.
Which will make you spend another healing surge.
Well.
Yeah. And get back less.
Ten.
Could have used it earlier, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
For him.
Okay. So you guys take some time to
get
yourself squared. Then what do you do?
All right.
There's a door in front of you. Your sword is glowing blue.
Ah, crap.
I say Zizzy.
A hollow voice says fool.
What are we going to do?
All right. Should
we want to stop?
No, keep going.
Okay.
All right. Yes. I guess I'll basically go up there, poke around, make sure that, you know, there's not going to be any evil spikes or pits or things that fall and crush.
Okay. If we give me a perception check.
All righty. All righty. That'll be... Where's that at? 23.
Nope. Nothing on the door. Although... The hinges on the door can be worked remotely, presumably. Like, there is a mechanism on there to close them.
Hmm. Interesting.
But they themselves are not trapped.
I'll try to give the door a push, or pull, or whatever.
Okay.
Give them a try.
Slide.
The hinges that slide.
Giant stone. Yep. Are these wooden doors? Stone doors?
Stone doors.
French stone doors.
You push against it, and they do give a little bit, although it requires a pretty strong push.
So all you right. need help from all of us? Is that what you sure, need there, Randus?
Or at least, Sir... forget his name.
Again?
Brenson the Bold.
All right, Sir Brenson, would you mind giving me a hand here, see? To just push this open?
Not at all. I shall push the other side.
All right.
Okay. You guys push it, and you get the door open.
All right.
There is a... from inside.
Does it have an odor?
Yes.
What does it smell like?
Mint.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Oh, the rare mint dragon.
Can you hold that for a moment?
Do we need to hold it?
No, it doesn't. It's not pushing back against you.
I'm going to spike it open.
Okay, sure.
Just in case.
Go ahead and give me a thievery check.
Alrighty. Yeah, not so hot, but 19.
I'm sure that will hold.
Thievery is something you're actually good at, though.
Yeah. Well, he's trained in.
Yeah, trained in it, at least.
Is it dark inside?
Yes.
I cast light.
On?
I turn in... I'm going to be in beast form?
Sir Brent.
Okay. No.
And my head is going to be that of an anglerfish.
Oh, there you go.
I assume I have an adventurer's kit, right?
Yep.
I'm just going to crack a light stick, but that's where the anglerfish thing is.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds horrifying.
A sun.
Carry on.
Stick, whatever they're called. All right. Shall we continue on? Want me to go give a look ahead?
Sure.
Let's do that.
With you.
All right.
The tip of my sword is glowing.
Okay.
Basically shooting down ball bearings, pulling out like a rod.
Okay. Give me another perception check.
Tapping ahead. 15?
Okay. Well, you do spot a couple things where, like, maybe some darts would shoot out, but you don't see a trigger. Like, no pressure plates or anything like that.
Do you point out the dart holes?
Yes. So you might want to be careful there.
I'm going to take a look around, too.
Okay.
That's a...
12.
No, those aren't dart holes. That's probably just natural erosion.
So can I use Arcana to see if there's any weird magics in this room?
Sure.
That would be... that would be a 19.
Welcome to this week's Critical Miss Adventure.
No mystic. No, certainly nothing here is enchanted.
Okay.
4, 3, 3.
So you're saying I'm rolling the highest.
So we're walking through slowly, cautiously.
Right.
What do we see on the walls? What are they adorned with?
Nothing. They're just stone walls.
Plain slate. No, no emblems of the that were on the outside.
Nope.
Okay. Are we just in a hallway, or are we moving
right now? You are in a corridor. It will lead you maybe 15 feet, and then there will be some stairs leading down.
Well, right. Shall we, gentlemen?
Cautiously.
Let's shall.
Yes.
All right. You guys want to give me a marching order?
I'll take the lead.
Okay.
Is it broad enough for 2x2, or is it...
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go next to him.
Okay.
Keep my eye out, maybe.
That works.
So we can roll more twos.
Yes.
Right. We're lucky. I could roll a one.
So you guys go down the stairs.
I'm going sideways.
Crab. Crab angler.
Potato shell crab. Hooray for Zoidberg! Fish
angler. Nice.
Angler.
All right, so the three of you and some horrendous monstrosity go down the stairs. And when you get to the bottom of the stairs, you are in a very, very large chamber. There are four, for lack of a better word, small waterfalls, or maybe just very, very big fountains, basically. And then there's a hall at the very end of the chamber, directly in the opposite direction of you, and then there are two more doors on either side. It is basically just a big square room, but it is really, really wide.
But there's hallways going off in the four directions. Yep. Okay. Including the one we came to.
Including the one you just walked in through.
And there's giant fountains in the middle.
There's basically, it's, you know, the square has, you know, the four doors at either side, and at more or less at each corner, there is a big waterfall that's just pouring water into these big fountains.
Okay.
Basically big stone pools.
Where's that waterfall coming from?
The ceiling.
And the ceiling is what? Regular height?
No, it's fairly tall.
Okay.
Like, it's probably, if this was like a three-story building, the ceiling would be two stories up.
Okay.
Can we freeze it?
The ceiling?
The waterfall.
The waterfall.
Oh. Hmm. Oh, that makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm just saying, time I run into a waterfall, I want to freeze it.
Yeah. Matthew, I think Rob just thinks that you're always on the assumption, like two steps ahead, that this is some sort of trap, so you've just assumed that the ceiling's going to collapse on you?
No, I think we need to freeze the waterfall so that we can climb up it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Awesome.
That just turned into a salmon.
Oh, what? You turn into a salmon and swim upstream?
This is all Rodrigo's fault.
For letting you let him be play a shapeshifter again, yes. Didn't
you? Could be worse. Could be playing like a changeling druid.
That wouldn't be worse. That would... Because then there would be no theme.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys do?
Okay, so, looking at this waterfall, is it the central feature here, or are there ways to go either direction?
There are four waterfalls on the corners, of one each on the corners of the room. You are, in fact, assuming that you guys haven't gone past just walking into the room, not next to it. If you'd like to go over and inspect one of them, then that would be fine.
And are there really any other features here?
Nope.
Okay.
Just a mild minty smell.
Too much flavor text. We found the secret temple of Dentine.
Yummy.
And I'm just afraid that a giant ball of floss is going to roll down and chase us out.
Odd.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Or behind it.
they're just coming straight down from the ceiling.
Okay.
20.
20? You do not notice anything strange other than the thought of where this water is actually coming from. Hmm. You know, presumably there aren't that many stories So something, you know, unless something is mystically generating water up there, then there would also have to be pumps somewhere else to pump water up there and then have it fall down.
Are there drains in the floor? Or drains in these fountains?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Put my hand in the waterfall.
Okay. It is cool and refreshing.
Step into the pool.
Okay. Now your feet are cool and refreshed.
Feels good.
I'll be here for a while.
Okay.
Then the piranha come.
Shall we go have a look down these halls?
I guess.
Do we want to split up, or do we want to wait for Gla to be skeletonized like a cow?
I think we should stick together.
I agree. He says he's going to be here for a while. What does that mean?
Glau? What's up?
He's smiling, staring.
Hello?
Is he hypnotized?
Hello?
What?
What's going on?
It's cold water.
Well, is there anything wrong with it?
No.
I think we're going to go looking down these tunnels.
Okay.
You going to come with us, or you going to stay here?
I'll come with.
Climb out?
Yep.
But there's no other way of getting that we perceive at the moment of going up.
I don't know. Nobody's asked me, is there a way to go up?
Is there a way to go up?
Well, the water is coming down from a hole in the ceiling.
Yep.
Two stories up. Can you get something up there to climb? Can any of you fly? I don't know.
Let's check out this hallway.
Let's learn to fly.
Let's train for 3 years and then come back. No.
I hate you so much.
Probably don't have good throwing abilities to get my grappling hook and rope up there, huh?
Sir Brunson might.
There you go.
Actually, you probably have pretty good, since that stuff tends to be dex-based.
Would that be acrobatics?
No, that would just be be an attack.
Oh, okay.
Can you teleport upward?
Yeah, but if I
it's gonna open be more, up an empty This area, is going to be more than 5 squares.
Yeah, we could just go look to see if there's stairs. Should that go back up?
Man.
2 stories?
Yeah.
Only be about 4 squares.
Actually, he has a point. We should probably check what's going on in the side corridors before we start to climb.
Fine. Sounds fine.
If only because there might be, you know, things.
Presumably would be the simpler route.
Let's just imagine that we are standing in a square room with the place we just came down south. And the corridor in front of us being north, the other two on the east and the west.
Excellent.
Which direction shall we go, gentlemen?
North.
Downwards.
Upwards, fine. Let's go north.
Okay. You guys, walk up to the northern door. It is a smaller version of the doors you pushed earlier.
All right.
Trap check it, boy.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
All right. I think that's 22?
Yes.
22?
For perception, yeah.
Openable and rigged to close at some specified moment.
I think, yes, we'll open it once again.
Okay.
That's some ominous
slide. It's open.
And stake it open.
Okay. Give me a theory check.
All right. Awesome. That is 15. Oh, no, wait, never mind. That is 16.
Okay. Thump.
That should hold.
Yep.
You don't seem too confident in saying that.
All right.
Peer through.
You find yourselves in a long hallway that then has some stairs leading upward.
Okay.
Do we want to check the other side passages?
All right. I'm going to guess that this leads out to an entrance on the other side of the complex.
Well, no, don't guess.
You guys haven't traveled that far.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that wouldn't be your guess.
Okay.
Guessing will avail us of nothing.
Let's check the other two.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. Go which east?
East door.
Same deal?
Yeah.
Perform the same action.
Perception, that one.
Okay.
This one looks fine.
No, same deal.
Okay. I think this one might be trapped.
All right, let's open it.
Okay.
And I'll stake it open. There's nothing. Nope. All right. That's better. 23 to stake.
Okay. You peer through, and this is just another room, only slightly smaller than the one you're in, and it's entirely featureless. There's just, you know, a floor, four walls, ceiling, No waterfalls.
No other doors.
No other doors.
Any sounds coming from the room?
Nope. But you do not, when it opens, you do not smell any mintiness.
Hmm.
Shall we follow
I don't smell any mintiness, boys.
Or Glau,
I'm going to assume that you're a boy.
Check the other way, just for...
West?
Yeah. Okay, check the west door.
Just for, you know...
Check it for traps?
Sake. Yep.
Okay.
Or, you know, 16.
Okay, no traps.
Stake it, open.
Okay.
Try to open.
Yep.
The opponent, stake it. And that'll be 16.
Okay. You're doing a great job.
You're laughing an awful lot while you're staking those, Randus. I don't think that's wrong?
He's not laughing in character.
Is the minty air getting to you?
Yeah. Is there anything in this room?
Yeah. A hallway and some stairs leading up.
Stairs leading up.
Shall we try these or the northern stairs?
Which one smells mintier?
The northern ones. This one doesn't smell.
Let's go north.
Fine. All lead on, Sir Brinson.
Very well.
I lead on.
Okay.
Up the stairs.
Down the hallway and up the stairs.
We check the stairs for traps, did we not, Randus?
Okay.
Did we?
You go up.
We go up.
And find yourself in an antechamber of sorts with two doors.
You can't mix chamber and antechamber. My engines cannot take the strain.
He gets that one.
Oh yeah, he gets that one.
That's my one. Well, Rob can do it, but I can't.
What?
All right. What's in the antechamber?
There are two doors, both facing in the direction that you just walked in from. So there's
opposite us.
Yep.
Okay.
No.
The doors are facing the direction we just came in.
No, I guess technically they are in the direction you just came in on. So you walk in from the south end of the room.
Okay.
Up the stairs, and then the wall in front of you has nothing on it.
Okay.
The wall behind you has two doors.
That
presumably just lead to this floor.
That lead back south?
Yep.
I'll give it a look.
Okay. Same deal. Don't even roll.
Okay.
We'll just assume we'll just take the average of what you've done so far, which is less than average.
Awesome.
Okay. Which one do you try first?
Okay, so they're separate. They're not just double doors?
No. They're two separate doors.
We step through one. A door.
Yep.
On the same wall. There's a door here. And a door here.
Yep, on either side of the stairs.
Oh, okay.
One to the left and one to the right.
We'll try the right one.
Okay. You go to the right one.
West one.
That's the wrong one.
Check it. Rig it.
Yep.
Open it.
Open it.
Okay. You are on a fairly wide hallway. The hallway leads down, and there is another staircase leading up, but it's not as steep as the other ones. It just kind of leads to like another half floor.
Just like a half
floor. Immediately on the wall that you just came out of, there is a door on the other side.
Okay.
Which one did we go in?
Yes. Which one of these did we go in?
The right one.
Yeah, the
this
right one.
One. All right.
Probably went in this one.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. They go into the same room.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. They go up. You said
they don't go up.
So let's continue.
Oh, is the stairs across?
Oh, I see.
The stairs are on the other end of that hallway.
Okay.
That these guys lead into.
I say, let's go up there and see what's in there.
Okay.
Still getting the smell of mint?
Yep.
Minty freshness.
Go up. Walk up the stairs.
Yes.
Into the next room. Check the door.
Yeah.
Open it, spike it.
Yep.
You are in a very large room that has some holes in the corners through which water is pouring. On the ceiling, and then all the way down through the ground.
Okay, so still upwards, yes.
So it looks like this is the water pouring down in the chamber below.
Indeed. Still upwards further.
Yeah. Glory just for it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Any other doorways, anything up here that we see?
There's a doorway just leading straight forward. So straight back south.
Okay.
Go check it out.
There's some stairs on it.
Okay.
Or in it.
Beyond it.
Take it.
Stake it. Go up the stairs.
Let's go. Up the stairs.
Find a door.
Yep.
Stake it. Go up the stairs.
Okay.
You want to run this game?
Well, it works for me.
So, up those stairs and... Yep.
And turn around, open some doors, come back out. You find a chamber
that has water.
Yes, water pouring through it. And a door leading north.
All right. We'll try
just keep following it up, right? Door.
Okay. Are the rooms getting smaller?
They are not, but they're not this. But it's not even. Like, sometimes you come out the stairs, and, for example, in the previous one, you came out, like, in the middle of a room, and then there were two doors on either side of the stairs. You know, on the next floor, you come up the stairs, and there will only be one door, and that chamber will be, like, half the size of the previous one. But when you come, like, the big rectangular room that always is, ends up in the center of the floor is always the same size.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, you guys go down that next door.
Yep.
Down a hallway. Up some stairs. Down another hallway.
And so we're up at what floor should we be at about now?
This is
about the seventh floor or something?
Nah, this is like the fourth floor.
So you got some chalk mark 4 on the wall.
Sure. That's probably a good idea.
Alright. Going to the door. Find a chamber.
Yep.
More water doors. Still's flowing from...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
I think I see a pattern for me. Continue upwards.
I think, yes, we shall continue upwards.
Okay.
Stairs.
Nothing. Each room is empty. Nothing else but the door.
Every once in a while, you do find another door, but they tend to lead into just empty rooms.
Okay. Like closets size or?
No, they're too large to be closets.
Okay. 20 by 20s or?
Sure.
Okay. Nothing in those?
Nope. Nothing in, you know, I'm guessing at some point you guys actually, like, break down and, like, start checking the rooms for, like, passages and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
nothing. Okay.
You guys go up another floor, and five. When you get...
Six. Oh, this one's 6? Okay.
I think.
When you get to the big room, there is a... There's actually something in the center of it. But whoa. First, the corners where the waterfalls would be, instead of just having something pour in from the ceiling, have these basically rectangular or square-based pyramids just floating, almost touching, with their points almost touching the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a bottom, and just water is pouring out of them. They appear to be made out of some sort of blue crystal. And in the center of the room is basically a pedestal that is made, of progressively smaller and somewhat steeper and, you know, somewhat taller discs. It's not even, so you kind of get this, like, little bit of a parabola as they go up. And at the very top of it is what is essentially a thin pedestal about as tall as a person or you know, as tall as like a person's chest. And just floating a little bit above it and spinning gently is a Triskelion made of wings.
This is too easy.
Those doors were rigged to close.
Yes.
At a certain unknown signal. We're 6 stories up inside of a temple.
All right. I think the first thing I'd want to do... Would there be anything to tie off to? Or maybe...
Tie what off to?
Like a rope?
Just the pedestal itself, really. Unless you, like, want to hook maybe it on the lip of the holes.
Maybe. Or, I don't know, put a piston in the wall or...
Yeah, you could try that.
Hey. Maybe just set up a rope leading down one of the holes, just in case.
Is it the hole big enough for people to fit through?
The water
holes? The waters? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But there's, like...
Torrenting water.
Yeah, there's a ton of water coming down. I mean,
okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, if we need to get out quickly.
Yep. You will also fall... if you fall, you would fall 6 stories
mm-hmm.
into a relatively shallow pool.
That was roughly the idea for the rope.
With the stone bottom.
Yes.
So yeah, I'll just take out, more or less, you know, break out my climbing kit and try to secure the rope going down one of the holes. And
okay.
Can you sense anything about these pyramids? You're a water-based creature with magics.
Natural water.
Just natural water?
It's been...
What?
Excuse me, it's been produced naturally, or produced magically, but it's natural water.
I have an idea.
I'm wondering if they're just not portals into a plane.
Possibility of that.
How large is a Triskelion of wings?
It is basically... The wings themselves are probably from tip to joint, to kind of shoulder joint. They're about a little over a foot. So it's not very big.
And how big are the holes in the floor through which the water flows?
We'll say they're...
5 feet-ish?
No, they're not 5 feet-ish. We'll say they're 10 by 10.
Ah, pretty big.
All right, here's my plan. Glah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to turn into something large enough to carry those, but small enough to slide down the thing. We will meet you on the bottom floor and hold the door open from there. Go!
Turn to Randus.
Interesting thought. Would you?
It's not a bad plan.
These.
Do you have your little portable EKG meter?
Yeah, go ahead and pull out my devices and make sure that this is indeed where the source, as far as I can tell, of these signature.
Yep.
And there are no other exits in this room.
Circle it.
That we can see.
Coming from right there.
Besides the place we came in and the holes in the floor where the water is pouring.
No, there's actually a door on the opposite side of the room that you came in through.
Yeah, that's what I said. The one we came in through plus
there's a door on the opposite side.
Oh, on the opposite side. Okay. Do we want to go check that first?
Sure.
That's a good call.
There's probably 10,000 kobolds behind there.
Okay, you guys go check that door. Check it.
Yep.
Open it.
Open it.
Spike it.
Spike it.
Okay.
Man, I'm running low on spikes.
10,000 kobolds.
There's a hallway with some stairs leading down.
Stairs leading down?
Leading down. So we go down and see what, or...
Sure.
What, yeah.
Yes, yes, I think we should.
First.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. We'll say that 1 hour later, maybe an hour and a half later, you find yourselves back at the front door.
That's what I was wondering. Like this wasn't just door. Another way up, right?
Yeah. It was the stairs to the west.
That's fine. Hey, an hour spent doing this is better than...
An hour spent being dead.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so do you think you could safely descend carrying that thing from the water pillars?
What's your athletics?
I'm trained in athletics.
Nine.
Okay. Well, with a good roll, you'd probably be okay. What's your acrobatics?
No.
Half level.
Okay. So hopefully you won't fall and die, but if you can hold on and swim down, you might be okay.
He was willing to swim up.
Yes, to... Well, yeah.
No, that would be too
swim
hard.
Up to counteract the... downward motion.
Oh, sure. I mean, what I'm saying is safely make his way down through swimming.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that I saw an octopus spin its legs around like a helicopter and fly.
Sure. Some kind of turkey thing. Monster.
In the wacky races, I'm sure, but still.
Might have been the Laugh Olympics.
Same thing.
Anyways.
So you're suggesting that we all go to the exit except for Glau.
Or maybe wait here in this bottom chamber, or actually...
In the bottom chamber to where if the door starts to close...
There is drains below. Should we maybe see if there's something beyond down below?
It would be nice to...
Have all the information we got before. All right.
Is there... All right.
It just can't be below. This easy. That's the problem.
I'll break out pry bars and whatnot and see if... get a little wet and see if I can't, you know...
Well, you can
remove one of the drains.
You can pop one of the drains, but it just kind of
narrows down.
Yeah, narrows down to a tube.
All right. So it just looks like plumbing. All right. Yeah.
Glad
you guys are in this first chamber. You are below ground level, if you'll recall. There were stairs leading down, but this seems to be Everything below seems to be plumbing from what you can observe. Right. None of the other places that you went lead you farther down than this room.
Okie dokie.
Is there any particular reason we don't want to see if there's any sort of things that trigger when we take the Triskelion?
It took us an hour to come back down.
We've been searching regularly.
Probably actually checked out like the pedestal and everything.
No, we did not.
No.
Like, we should
just check that room again further. Yeah. All right.
See if, you know, some of the doors are supposed to be remotely controlled. See if maybe taking the Triskelion is going to close them all. Which means it doesn't do anything to go with the crazy plan anyways. Also, I'm not entirely certain that the best plan is for me to stay up there by myself.
Exactly.
And take the Triskelion.
Well, the idea is that you won't stay up there by yourself for long.
That's exactly.
What if everything closes?
No, you spike the doors. They won't close.
Hey, the GM said the doors wouldn't close.
Yes.
Let's check the Triskelion. Yes,
I agree. Right, let's go check the pedestal.
Okay. Well,
take a bag of sand just in case.
Now that all the doors have been nicely spiked open, it's a lot easier. At least that part of the adventure where you have to push a door, press a button really hard to push a door, doesn't happen again. And you guys get back up to the Triskelion chamber.
All right. Yeah, I'd poke around, see, you know, what I can find. Okay.
You just walk right up to panels.
Basically start at the base and look along it and work my way up.
First few steps aren't, you know, they're just solid stone.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, all the other steps are part of some mechanism.
Also try to jam them. Possibly.
go ahead and give me a thievery check.
Thieverize. Nice. Yay. 26.
Okay. Well, you take some time to figure out how you can jam them and figure out that you definitely don't have a lever long enough to get over the pistons that these things would trigger.
Very well.
But you can tell, can he tell that they're triggered by lifting up the Triskelion?
They're actually triggered by stepping on the
okay.
At least so this one that he's looking weighted. At.
We probably wouldn't be able to reach the Triskelion very easily, just not stepping on this.
Not easily. Claw turned into an octopus, we can throw him across and no one will have to step on.
What about magic hands or whatever that I got?
Well.
Or unseen servant.
Unseen servant. I'm sure they have weight, the unseen servants.
I don't think so.
Yes, I believe they do. They weigh 9 ounces.
Well, shall we try, or do we want to all wait here? Or shall we take...
Can you see any other mechanisms around that, or is it just the pressure plates?
Search the walls, everything else, just to make sure.
Yeah, nothing outside of the pedestal seems to be rigged.
Does the pedestal itself seem to be rigged?
Yes, as far as I can tell.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the pedestal.
The pedestal, the steps around it.
The steps definitely are, the pedestal as well. So there's definitely some major mechanics.
Standing at the base of this thing without triggering one of these, how far away is that Triskelion? Less than 5 squares?
Nah, well, we'll say it's about probably 10 feet up, so that would be less than 5 squares.
Okay. Well, I do have mage hands, and as long as that thing weighs less than 20 pounds, I could try grabbing it that way.
Are the pyramids, they're just free-floating? Can we budge them at all if we try? Or how high up are they?
They're all the way to the ceiling.
So it's still a tall ceiling here?
Yeah.
I wonder if we could bring one of them down. We could, weigh them down and maybe descend. You want to try giving the pyramids a budge?
Sure. Mage hand.
Ding. Push, push, push.
Push,
nothing
push,
happens.
Push, push, nothing happens. They don't move at all, or...
They don't move at all.
They don't spin?
Nope.
All right.
Pretty no, we didn't, spring for the, we didn't spring for the physics engine.
Okay.
All right. Well, thoughts, gentlemen?
Mage hand on the Triskelion?
Just gonna do that? All right, everybody, I say prepare for whatever.
Brinson, any thoughts?
Yes.
Any other thoughts?
Well, I've had two ideas.
Yes.
And we've decided against them.
I thought you only had one idea.
What was the other?
Freezing the waterfall, I believe.
Oh. Well.
Who can freeze the water? You?
Be capable of freezing this amount of water?
Well, we have no idea what any of these...
be able to freeze like a chunk of it, which then would immediately fall down.
We have no idea what any of the mechanisms do. We know they do something. If we were to trigger something that locked us in the temple, how would we make our way out?
It would. I mean, there'd be plus just plain force, or possibly seeing if we can, you know, like, break the pneumatics that would be holding them shut, or the locking mechanisms. Say, that would honestly get a better look at what happens.
Can you check and see? Can you remove the hinges off the doors? Can you physically remove the doors off their hangings?
Potentially you could, but that would take forever.
Oh, okay.
If you went to each door and removed it, it would be some like a 4-man job for maybe about 6 hours per door, just with all the rivets and hinges and you know, moving all the mechanisms.
Well,
any wires that need to be cut?
No.
Okay.
The green one. I will say that you get the sense that there does not appear to be any super secret way to get around the pressure plates and stuff. Like, it is clear that this thing is here to not be moved.
Mm-hmm. But the assumption would... Well, I mean, me as Orm would say the assumption would be that someone would approach this and step on the plates. But if we had something that had no weight but could lift the Triskelion off, maybe that's only built assuming that people are just going to walk up to it.
I'm willing to give it a try if you are.
Go for it.
Brinson, did you have another idea?
Nope.
Okay, so freezing the water won't work. Okay, tie off your ropes just in case.
All right. I got it secure and down as far as the 50 feet takes us.
Okay. Magic hand.
Mage hand.
Mage hand.
Budget.
Goes up.
Okay.
Grabs the Triskelion.
Okay.
Floats it back down.
Okay. Maybe.
You have one winged Triskelion.
Yay.
All right. So
I put it in my handy haversack.
Okay.
Quickly and cautiously get out of here.
Very well. Is there anything else that we need to... Anything else happen?
Not so far.
All right. Let's move out.
Okay. Double time on this one. Okay. You guys, hop, 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 out the door. Door slam shut.
Before or after?
After you make it through
run.
The door.
Okay.
Run.
Well, the door's in front of you also slam shut.
Oh,
and,
so we're trapped in a stairwell?
This is just a hallway.
Okay.
And, let's see. Sir Brinson will take 3 damage from a flying spike at his head.
I don't like that at all.
At which point, you feel your axis start to shift as it's clear that this hallway is tilting in the direction that you came, to the point where it's when it is almost completely pointing down, the doors open again, and we'll have a skill challenge as you guys fall to your deaths.
Yay!
Awesome. Where are my markers?
Come on. Yes.
No. Let's see. Yay! Mm-hmm.
a skills challenge.
Yep.
Da, 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 da. Oh, boy.
Indeed.
So, the point of the skills challenge is to not die, in fact. I expect you guys to come up with what awesome traps you are dodging as you are basically really torkeltoning your way through this dungeon as it collapses around you.
That's what we do best.
Yep. So, go ahead and roll initiative.
All right.
22.
Okay.
9.
Nice. Randus?
8.
Wow.
You only have a plus 5?
Answer, Brenzen.
Yes.
26.
Oh.
9.
Awesome.
I forgot to add the plus 1. Oh, well, that's all right.
Oh, we get a plus 1? 27.
Yes.
Okay.
I beat his dex.
Of course.
Dang it.
Okay. Top of the round.
Yes.
Brenzen, you are tumbling down as the doors open and the hallway gets almost completely vertical.
So we're falling to our inevitable death.
Correct.
That's a problem.
That's just basically like all the hallways have turned vertical?
No, the hallway you're in has turned vertical.
the entire tower has rotated.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking like all the stairwells going up have turned vertical.
Right. Well, you can going down a you, shaft. You certainly don't know because you're in a hallway with two doors, both of which have closed. Oh. Now the one you came in through opens.
And we're falling down the hallway or out of the hallway?
Down and out of the hallway.
And do I see what is we're falling towards?
Yes.
Are the doors completely open?
Yes.
So there is nothing that one could grab a hold of?
You might be able to grab the edge of the door or even the doors themselves as you fell through.
Interesting. And how far am I going to be falling and is it going to kill me?
Very far, and yes.
Awesome. So I am going to utilize... I'm going to diplomatize the horses.
Okay. No, get out.
I think this falls under athletics.
Okay.
I am going to attempt to stop my fall with the door. And wedge my shield into it so we've got something to where others can... catch themselves as well.
Sounds good.
With athletics. And do I get any bonuses?
Your athletics bonus.
17.
Okay.
Total?
Total, yes.
Okay, that's a success.
Oh, okay. Slightly less worried.
So, Brenzen begins to fall first because he's probably...
the heaviest?
Yes. Because that's clearly how physics work. Shut up. but as he falls through, manages to basically wedge his shield in the hinges of the door. At which point, the rest of you promptly fall on his shield. Orym.
Okay. When I look through the door, can I see anything down below?
Yes.
What does it look like?
I don't know. You tell me.
It looks like pillows and feathers.
Okay. Sure. So what do you do with these pillows and feathers?
I would like to use them to make some wings and fly away.
Okay. that would probably be thievery.
Really? Not arcana?
No.
Oh, my God.
this is interesting. So we're all hanging on to this shield. There's something below us that we can't see.
No.
Pillows and feathers.
I guess if that's what you want.
Well,
there to
I don't
be.
Know. I, you know, hey, sure, safe landing zone.
Okay.
A slide to take us out to the exit.
Okay. Well, there's certainly a slide. So, which one is it?
A slide into
a pile of pillows. There you go.
Okay.
And I.
God. This hey, is you know extraordinarily how bad, Ray.
You know how I know
when
that?
Someone asks if you're a god.
You say yes.
Yeah. I think that's what he's doing here.
I'm going to use my Arcana. And I think I'm going to have to... well, prestidigitation really wouldn't do that, would that?
No. No, right now you're rolling skills. So, I mean, you can flavor it as your prestidigitation.
Right.
It's not going to give you anything.
Yeah, but basically I need to use my arcana, my magic.
Okay.
To do something to create an exit or do something. Slide down these slides of slides to magic pillows.
How is magic sliding?
How is magic sliding? How is it? It's very slow.
No. I mean,
featherfall.
How does
yes,
sliding get categorized into magic?
Oh, no, I'm trying to create something that will allow us... It's a controlled fall is basically what I'm trying to conjure.
He's casting featherfall.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure. Using air to...
Yeah, get... to slow us down. Oh, 18.
And we now got a whirlwind, people.
Yeah.
Well, that's a success.
Hey, all right.
Oh, okay, never mind. We're good.
Wow.
So, you guys gently fall onto some pillows and feathers, which are apparently just pillows and feathers.
Since he succeeded.
Randus.
Yeah, but that tells us a whole lot about what just happened.
Okay.
I suggest you take a deep breath.
Okay, I'm going to propose that basically this slide is kind of into a back maintenance room where basically it's just kind of like all these pistons and gears and everything sliding, chomping, you know, moving back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And
how does being in pillows and then going into some place that's sliding and chomping make our situation better?
How does a pile of pillows and feathers make sense in here?
Exactly.
But how is it thematically exciting?
Who took a deep breath recently?
So, chomping pistons.
Yes. So I'm going to propose use basically dungeoneering to maneuver around and through those to basically get through side passages through these crawl spaces to get us
cool
through potentially less dangerous areas.
Roll it.
Or yeah. One at 20.
Nice.
There you go.
All right. Randus leads you through some...
Duck!
Yep.
Dodge.
You have to like stop and jump back. And then you have to wait to time it as it, you know, crunches down. Glah.
All right. We get to a point where we're stuck. Everything through here is, I mean, there's some entryways or some, like, holes and whatnot, but there's nothing where we can actually, where
crawl
most
through.
Of us can all crawl through or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use nature, turn into a column of water, and just go through something and pull it open from the other side because there's an actually handle there.
Cool.
24.
Okay, that's a success. Top of the round, Brenzen. You.
All right.
You have made it through some chompy pistons and through some, we'll say, slightly collapsed doors that were then pulled apart by a water monster.
Slightly collapsed doors, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
The temple is crumbling in on itself to kill us.
The temple is crumbling in on itself to kill us all, and we're all going to die horribly in the death of us dying. Let's see. What are my powers, my superpowers? Ooh. Deftly batting away more of the things with my shield, I come upon a rune in a wall that seems completely featureless.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my religion to translate this rune and see if there's some way out of this completely featureless area that we're now in.
Sounds good.
Which...
Okay, that was a success.
Excellent. The rune says, wave your hands in the air as if you have no cares.
Okay. You trigger a motion sensor and the door opens. Orym.
Let me ask you this.
No.
Could I use history?
Mm-hmm.
To does that go back to things that I learned in school?
Yeah.
So would I know then, would something trigger in my mind to say, that minty smell that we smell has probably been doing something to us all along?
It's all hallucination.
Are we just hallucinating all of this that we that see at this moment?
I would say that would even either be nature or arcana.
Because well, I've already used arcana.
That would call upon your knowledge of hallucinogenics and stuff like that.
So it's been two times since you've used...
Which you would have also learned in school.
So it's been two times since we've used
at least
nature, right? Yeah. You used what?
Well, Brenson just used religion, so you're okay, clear so for nature.
I was using dungeoneering.
I'll try nature. 25.
Okay, that's a success. Ding. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yep.
Because if I can conjure up pillows and we can jump through traps without getting anything hit on us, something funky's going on.
You do figure something funky is going on. Randus.
What's the idea for him? Never mind. Okay. Kind of puts a spin on things.
What did I figure out was going on?
Arcana up a...
Yeah, you guys are probably...
just tripping.
Yeah.
Tripping balls. Yeah.
Okay. So you can convey that to the other guys.
Hey, we are hallucinating all of this.
Okay, I'll try to use heal to basically administer some sort of antidote slash counter agent.
Okay.
It's the opposite of mint.
Lame. Okay.
Cinnamon.
18.
Yep, that's a success. Hooray.
And yep. I hope I didn't just use my shaving kit to make a potion.
Yep. before Orym can really get all the way through, hey man, we're hallucinating here. Randus has put together something, and by the time you guys realize what's going on, Randus has already injected the three of you with it, and then himself, and then things stop being weirdly off kilter.
I would prefer that Randus inject himself and clear his own perceptions
no
first.
No way.
Randus is more worried about his buddies than he is
that's
himself.
Right. He is a selfless guy.
Yes, and he's hallucinating that my... Where he's in... Never mind.
So you guys could take me out of here?
I'm just worried that you were injecting me in the scrotum.
Dude, you're wearing so much armor, there's no way to get at your scrotum.
Yeah, it went straight for the eyeball.
Awesome!
You just are hoping that Daniel one day listen to this, right?
At this point, yeah.
All right. Anyway. So you guys succeed at a skill challenge and find yourselves in a big boiler-type room, but the doors are closed. You're not entirely sure how you got in here.
Right, that's what I was going to ask. Is it any way clear?
You probably walked in through those doors before they closed.
Okay.
Now, was the item that we got illusionary as well?
I don't know. You should check your haversack.
I open up the haversack, and okay. What do I see? Wait. I reach in and pull out
a wing triskelion.
Well, it's still here. Da, 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 da. I'm going to bet that all that minty smell was giving us some...
Dun, dun, dun,
you know,
dun,
when
dun,
I was in
dun.
College...
Was at the Cerulean Academy?
Yes. You've been listening to our pods. Very good.
You hear the sandwich?
We've probably all experienced eating a few sandwiches a time or two.
You see that the tiles under or the stone blocks that make up the floor, the cracks between them start to glow. There's kind of this red
since
fiery.
I pulled out the...
Yep.
I put it back in the bag and tie it up tight.
Okay.
Yeah. We're not chained to anything with a hacksaw nearby, are we?
Where is it actually getting hot? I mean, where are you feeling?
It was. But now you just have a headache.
Weird.
Okay. Is the floor still doing anything weird?
No.
Okay. Are there any
doors?
So we're in this boiler room.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's a door.
Mm-hmm.
The door's closed.
Yes.
Can we open the door?
Okay. You guys try to open the door?
Yep.
Nope.
Nope, not open. Okay.
It seems to have, basically hard shut itself, where, the mechanism triggered and the hinges won't turn at all.
Okay.
Well, let's spend the next 6 hours taking it apart.
Yeah, that,
well,
I think that'll
let's check the boiler, see if there's a way we can deactivate it. Maybe that will deactivate some of the mechanisms.
Okay.
See if that would be an idea.
Yeah, some levers and switches and gears or
no,
just a boiler room.
Yep, it's just tubes that go in every direction.
No valve shutoffs or anything?
No. No, not really. Although there are some fairly large tubes in here.
People-sized?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or, you know creature-sized.
Do they go... Which way do they go? Up, or do they go down, or do they go sideways? Or
both. Over the place.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, do you want to be opening potentially steam vents?
Do we see, is the boiler actually right there? I mean, is it a fire boiler, or?
No, there's no, like, it's just a big structure.
Okay.
It, you know, just seems to be pumping water. It's probably more of a big pump rather than...
Okay, all right. So there's no, like, fireplace that we could turn off. Okay.
Not since you put away the Triskelion.
Okay. Pull out the Triskelion again real quick. Anything happen?
Yes. You hear footsteps.
I put it back.
Okay.
Pull it up. Pull
it back. Hey, it's a scientific method.
No, the footsteps don't go away, though.
Oh, they don't? Okay. We need to find a way out, quickly.
Dun, dun, dun. You actually hear in one of the pipes. It's above you right now.
Who is it?
What?
Well, it could be somebody coming to help us. We could be buried under a mountain of rubble, and the captain saw this, and he's getting us out.
We could also still be hallucinating.
Could be your faithful assistants digging us out right as we speak. We would have brought more of them. We would have.
So there's an up.
There is an up.
Where does the up go?
What happens into if I knock ceiling? Back?
You knock back?
Yes.
Okay.
No response.
What do you do? Like, how do you knock?
Just
like,
what's dunk, dunk, dunk back.
Okay. I get dunk, dunk, dunk.
Well, what do you guys think?
Do you know of a code or anything that we could try to communicate? I mean, maybe we are buried underneath a mountain of rubble and people are trying to get us out. I mean, somebody just doesn't start tapping on pipes. You know, unless there's a...
You just get a loud dunk back.
Dunk.
The pipe starts to shake.
Oh, okay. Stop. Stop, please.
No. It just shakes and continues shaking. Then all the other pipes start to shake.
Okay. Shall we? Is there any of them not shaking that are man-sized?
Nope.
Shall we just open one and see what happens? I mean, are they, like, bolted together?
Yeah, there's, presumably. You know...
Yeah.
Collars and everything.
Yeah, so I guess, well, I'll break out my trusty ratchet and unbolt one and see what falls out.
Okay. Are you going to unbolt the one that where the knocking's been coming from?
Eh?
No.
Sure, why not?
All right, whatever.
All right, be at the ready, guys. So, yeah, I guess.
All right, you walk up, pull out your ratchet, get ready to ratchet some stuff, at which point, like, kind of lengthwise, the pipe, like, cracks, and... the whole, you know, this is a pipe that goes from the floor to the ceiling and just cracks, and basically one half of it just falls forward, actually manages to clip Randus on the shoulder as it falls down.
Clang.
Yep. Randus. The other shoulder.
Oh.
Ow!
I need that one. And there's this just cloud of steam that comes out. And there is a figure inside.
Step back. Hello.
Hello.
The figure steps out and starts kind of waving around its hands. A little bit of the steam clears, and you are faced with a young woman. She has kind of grayish skin, platinum blonde hair. Has these geometrical, like, rectangular marks that go through her eyes, but her eyes are these silver orbs. She's wearing some nice adventurer's clothes with a cool vest and is holding what appears to be a tuning fork as she kind of bats everything out. Oh, it's you guys.
Yes, hello? Is this Queen's Rebellious
Daughter? This is the Queen's Rebellious Daughter.
Oh, okay. It's you. Hi.
Hi. What did you do?
We got something.
You got something. You grabbed the Winterskellion.
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes.
It's what we came here for. Why wouldn't we?
Because it would trigger all these traps. I mean, you did notice that they were traps, right? Who's this guy?
I'm Glock.
Yes.
Shakes your hand. Like, wipes it on her vest. Where are your other guys?
They're off other places, on to more diplomatic missions right now.
Really? Your hairy dog boy and your half-orc are on the diplomatic missions?
I know, amazing, isn't it?
Our hairy dog boy's no longer with us. We got...
God, you're an asshole.
Well, look where we are.
Thank you, adult tag. Anyways! Yes. Yeah, like I say, Torc and Smith... Well, Smith's no longer with us. We have since gotten in a new
compatriot. You fired him?
He actually died.
Yes.
He died?
Making an ultimate sacrifice.
Wow. Well, that's too bad. That one was actually cute.
I'll wait till you get the load of the new guy. Anyways. So, were you after this thing as well?
No, I was just passing through. Good timing.
Actually, it was.
Very fortuitous.
Is there a way to get out?
Yeah.
Through those pipes?
No. No, the pipes aren't going to lead you out.
Oh, okay.
This place is completely its own circuit.
Makes sense.
What were you doing here?
I was passing through.
Okay.
Any particular reason?
Yes.
One that you'd like to share?
No.
One that you're going to share anyway?
No.
Please?
And who's this guy?
This is Sir Brenson the Bold.
Okay. Hi, hello. I'm the Queen's Rebellious Daughter.
It's good to meet you.
I already shook your hand.
Mine is somewhat tied up by the enormous sword in it.
Right.
Happen to know a way out, we'd be more than happy to assist you with the exit.
Yes. Well, there's only the front door and the back door.
Very well.
And might you be able to lead us to either of those exits?
Oh, no, we have to wait for everything to set back up.
How long will that take?
I'm not sure. It's never been triggered. Hopefully less than a week. I got someplace to be.
Okay.
So there's a door. So,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to open this door?
It probably needs to be taken apart.
Well, is there any mechanism by which we could do that?
Yeah, you just need to start taking it apart.
Start taking it apart.
Ha!
Okay, you guys start
taking it apart. What are you hawing about?
What was my original suggestion for getting out of said room?
I don't know.
Taking apart the door.
Yes, well,
taking apart all the doors was your plan. Which is an entirely different matter.
All right, well, we're going to start taking apart the door. I'm going to conjure up a couple of
unseen servants
to help out with the task. We're going to take a break here, come back next week, and see if we're able to either reset everything or get through this door.
Roll up my sleeves and get to work.
Till then, if you have any questions, send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com or give us a call at the hotline at 785-727-1939. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Because ours aren't.
more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.